This is Lieutenant Commander Data speaking for the captain. Abandon ship. This is not a drill. All personnel, this is not a drill. I say again, abandon ship. All personnel, this is not a drill. Abandon ship.
March 7th, 2024. Welcome to Thought Provoking Blokes. I'm Matt up in Geistown Borough. I've been sitting on that one for 2 weeks, Steve, because I was sick and knowing what some of the things we may talk about today.
Yeah. That's it?
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Well, I'm Steve in Southern Bedford County, and I'm pissed off about population, inflation, and PennDOT. So, Matt, just pick a damn subject. I'm fired up and ready to go.
Spin the wheel.
Wheel of fortune. Wheel of misfortune.
I don't think I have a spin the wheel sound effect here on the board.
You know? Oh, come on.
There we go. Population.
Are we going to population? Fine.
Which is great, because that's the one that has me ticked off.
All right. Okay. So we're both pissed off population. All right. Well, since I have a full head of steam on this one, perhaps me leading in on it is not the best course of action to start the show.
Yeah.
We'll have to start dropping. Oh, hell. What's that? Your internet connection is unstable. All right. Well, tell the damn NSA to get off my internet. CIA, kiss my ass. Leave my internet connection alone.
You have your VPN still on, don't you?
Yeah, I'm shutting it off.
Okay, there you go.
It's still the damn government's fault.
Well, that's why you have to have a VPN.
Locked up now. So can you hear me still?
You're perfect. You didn't go away at all. You were good the whole time.
It's the government. See, the NSA and the CIA are all sticking their noses in my bloody business. We can talk about that, too, later.
We have many episodes piled up here.
Oh, man.
What I've been frustrated
other than that,
for 2 weeks.
Other than that, I'm in a really good mood.
Yeah, you're riled up. You're all ready to go. See, I'm off for a week. We take a week off because I was sick, and look what happens.
Yeah, I know.
You and I both end up piled up with frustration and
angst.
And angst.
Yeah, yeah.
So I accidentally picked up a Tribune Democrat the other day.
Oh, crap. How many misspellings were in it?
I stopped. I don't even bother with that anymore.
Got it. Okay.
And I was surprised to see the headline.
Oh, okay.
Two strategies for dealing with population loss. Try to reverse it or adapt to it.
Is this a Tribune Democrat article back from like 2014?
February 26th, 2024. Highlights of this article include a discussion from the head of Southern Alleghenies. Goodwill of Southern Alleghenies.
Oh, Goodwill of Southern Alleghenies.
Talking about population loss and projected population loss. At we could looking at 30% of people or more going to be gone in the next 40 years. That he's looking and projecting out that it will be Cambria County will be down to 85,000 people by 2060, and that when you look at his statistical information, Cambria County's population peaked in 1940. I was surprised to see this, and I want to get into it with you some of the concept about the original topic of grow out of it or adapt to it. But I was surprised to see this as an article, and everyone that seemed surprised by it who they interviewed, considering that if you actually search on the Tribune's page itself, you can find the State of the County address from 2015. Where, after you reached out to me, I produced the same statistical information and present it at the state of the county in 2015 and was called negative paranoid conspiracy nut.
You were, right. You were. And
for highlighting that fact.
Yeah. And I believe that when I was the chief clerk of the county, I did a 6-month study that projected all this and explained all of it to the county commissioners. And I briefed then President Doug Langenfelder, Mark Wissinger, and the minority commissioner, Thomas Chernensky,
yep,
on all of this. And this is nothing new. This has been, how many people has Cambria County been losing since 1946?
Almost three, I think? Since 1940. Yeah,
so a day, every a day. Day. Every day, three a day. A
little bit under three.
Oh, and so now, because this guy from Goodwill Industries is saying something about it, it finally gets a little bit of airtime?
Yeah.
He's a conspiracy nut. That's what it is. He's probably one of those right wingers.
I just wanted to point out, too, by the way, that
he was
our
probably
projection...
down there in Washington, D.C. during January 6th. He's probably one of those guys.
Nice. Let me I'm hitting the internet machine.
Oh, you hit it? Okay. Going out to the World Wide Web.
Because I want to find the actual number here, because I did so, this. We did this once.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, we figured this out. Actually, this is 2024. We did this back in 10 years ago. 11. We did it in 2013.
The state of the county was 2015.
Right. The state of the county is 2015.
But that was the culmination of the effort.
Right. Because I started it in 2013 and worked on it.
Yeah.
And then I left the county in 2014 to live down here in Bedford the whole time and not do an hour commute. And that was a 6-month study projecting when we, you know, because you and I had put our heads together and we had projected out by the 2020 census what the population would be. I forget what the numbers we came up with, but if I remember correctly, we weren't off by much.
We were off. According to this, our population estimate is
ours being you and me.
Yes.
Right.
We were 1,400. We were off by 1,400, you and I.
So we thought it'd be 1,400 more or less.
And we were 1,400 to the optimistic side.
Oh, well, okay. So we weren't being pessimistic. Ah.
We estimated 133,730 when 2021.
Oh, right, yeah, when you get the numbers out.
When we get it came back 132,281.
Right. So statistically,
we were generous with our
but the error margin is
negligible. We were fantastically close.
Yeah. So let's say 11 years ago when we first came up with this and briefed it to the commissioners, the then commissioners, of which Tom Chernensky was the commissioner back then.
Still is now.
And still sitting 11 years later, still sitting in the same courthouse. Different seat this time, but the same courthouse.
Nope, same seat.
Oh, he still got the same office?
Well, remember, he got bumped now.
Yeah, he got bumped. Yeah, so he's
back
no
to minority
the
commissioner
back
on the Democratic
to the
side, yeah.
The small office. But
don't know if they made him change offices.
Yeah, and I remember Wissinger said that he thought that I was being not dramatic. I was almost like Chicken Little, saying that this was not going to happen, that it wasn't going to be as bad, and we didn't need to cut back the number of people that worked in the courthouse, and we didn't have to start taking measurements and begin to pare things down to reduce the amount of government burden on the smaller tax population.
Yeah.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. So we were right.
Well, and of course we were right. I'm not surprised by that point because and this seems like a weird flex to me because it's not like it's looking at a chart that's been going down since 1940.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a realistic leap to come to the conclusion that I'm some type of divinity that was able to see this coming, like the guy who was out there investing. And you know what? I know everyone in the world owns a horse, but I think this new thing called cars is really going to take off. It's not like I, you know, oh, computers. No, yeah. no. There'll never be. Yeah. It's not like I'm that pioneer in this. I looked at a chart and said, hey, every year it's gotten worse.
Right.
And then I went outside and looked around and things suck.
Yeah. Go downtown of Johnstown. Yeah. So, okay. So what is, since I have not read, I know you sent me the link to the article and I started like throwing up, you know, after the first like two paragraphs, I quit reading it. So what is this great?
Well, effectively.
Great individual saying. Because I don't know him, who he is. You know, I can't sit there and disparage him.
Well, he identified byproducts. And byproducts of population loss. And Steve, if only we had thought about talking about less workers, less taxes, weaker schools because of less students being enrolled, no ability to have political influence anywhere because we don't have anyone in representing us because we don't have anyone here that warrants having a congressional seat.
Right.
Oh, wait, we did mention all those things.
Yeah, we did. Yep.
And they all came to fruition. It's not a matter of, well, there's a lot of people sitting around looking for jobs. It's just no one comes here to start companies. There's not people here to work. School districts are having trouble across the whole region. Merging and you were, I'll go back to you. You were band parent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Marching band. Yep.
How many of those schools that you, when you were, 15 years ago now, 20 years ago now, that they're not even around anymore, or they're merged programs with other places. They're gone.
2011 is when my son graduated. So 13 years ago, has it been?
Yeah,
13 years ago. And we as Richland Marching Band was one of the largest bands, and all we had was like 100 people.
Yeah.
And we were considered one of the big bands.
Now there's schools that can't field teams, football teams.
Yeah, right.
And certainly political clout.
Mm-hmm.
Our region is represented by John Joyce. I've never seen the man.
Except when it's every 4 years when he's got, or 2 years when he's got to get reelected.
No, even when he's got to get reelected,
But no, not him. You just see the billboards pop up in his name. That's about it.
We don't have a local representative. You know, love him or hate him, Murtha's office was in Johnstown.
Yeah, it was.
Toomey had an office in Johnstown.
If he did.
The closest senatorial office, if you need to address an issue with this, your state, your U.S. senator, is Pittsburgh.
Yeah, two hours from my place. Yeah.
Which, okay. So, and that's always the metric of it when you think about it from a, well, how do you, you know, you can't go in and get help. And everyone's, well, use the internet. Well, yes, that's not the point. That is a way to get help, and it does provide help. The difference is that's a person that isn't walking around these streets, going to the restaurants, talking to people, and getting a feel for the average person to tell you something.
Right.
About what's inflation. Going on in their life.
Yeah, like inflation.
Yes, like inflation.
Yeah. Can't tell a U.S. senator that one.
No.
Everything's good. Yeah, so, all right, so...
So the idea...
So we solved this problem 15 years ago.
We identified the problem 15 years
ago. At the courthouse, there was a plan put in place... That got shelved, of course, because politically it wasn't politically expedient to reduce the amount of government burden on the decreasing tax population in the county, which never got enacted. So we did put in, we identified it and also put in a plan of action that the commissioners could have done, but they didn't.
Which is the second part of this article, or the concept in the headline of the article, adapting to the population change.
Okay.
And that solution saying? Was, well, they're presenting that those are the two, pick one, and they don't go further than that in the article. I'm pointing out that what we basically did is we bypassed the question, saying there was no way to outgrow this because it's just there's no way it's going to happen.
Right.
So you have to adapt to it, and immediately went to the idea of let's adapt to it, and came up with solutions to try to make things. There's a mechanism in racing sometimes where you can't stop the crash, but you can do things to crash better.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather run the wall with a blown tire and scrape the side of the car up, but still be able to put four on it and get back out there, than lose it in the middle of the turn at full speed and just slam the wall on the out as you spin up the hill.
Yeah.
We basically said, let's ride the wall.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah. Yep.
This is going to be
control it. Yeah.
Anarchy.
Interesting word.
Well, that's what it's going to be. School districts, county governments, local governments.
Mm-hmm.
All are going to get less and less, have less and less ability to do simple things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
And the people who are here are used to that level of service.
Of getting what they want.
Yes.
Yeah. When Murtha was around, people got what they wanted. When Johnstown had a congressional, Rigby was the last guy who was directly elected for Johnstown, pretty much, right?
For the state rep. Frank Burns.
Frank Burns has it now. Right.
Jim Rigby had the most of the city in the 71st back when I
was. And then that's gone away. I mean, I guess he's still elected somewhere, but.
Yeah, he still has Ferndale, Richland, parts.
But Burns picked up bigger sections. He's got more. So he's stretched even thinner. So it, I literally just lost my train of thought where I was going with this. All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Reset that one. People are used to getting what they want. That's what it was. And I remember when you and I back 11 years ago were talking about this and we were having a discussion and we brought up the dirty word that begins with C.
Consolidation.
And people had heart attacks over that. Consolidating schools, consolidating boroughs and municipalities and everything. And people lost their minds, like we were talking about burning the Constitution and coming up with a dictatorship.
Were you in the meeting where one of us, it may have been me, suggested that we actually have a longer conversation about consolidating Cambria and Somerset counties?
I wasn't in that meeting, but you and I had talked about that. Yeah, you. I was one of our.
I remember I threw that out someplace, and it just was like, yes,
yeah. I think Somerset County tried to move like 4 to 5 feet away from Cambria County at the thought of that one.
Yeah, no. Well, I was thinking let Somerset take over.
Well, yeah, and of course Somerset wants nothing to do with Johnstown.
No, that's going to be the problem. Let's talk consolidation for a second, because that's going to be the problem with everything, no matter what. You can consolidate, and I think relatively easily by comparison, everything surrounding the city. Richland, Geistown, Stony Creek, Upper Yoder, Lower Yoder, Westmont, Southmont.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do the work and negotiations and figure out the contracts and everything. But at least it would be doable. But it would basically be a donut municipality because none of them are going to want the city.
No, not at all. Nobody wants that burden. Financial.
And the city doesn't want to be part of it if they're not in control of it.
Correct. Yeah, about power and control.
But the problem is going to be at some point, the situation is going to force consolidation. They're not going to be able to afford to man a just, you know, staff a municipality.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be able to afford it.
Yeah. So back to this article. So other than at the end, basically, it just wraps it up and says that you either grow out of it, which means everybody needs to start having babies, or, you know, bring a bunch of people in, which is not going to happen either way.
No.
Because the overall entire nation's population decline is a bit of a problem. And then there's nothing to come to Johnstown for. Period.
No, here's how the article ends. The Johnstown metropolitan area has one of the least productive economies in the country. Its per capita GDP ranked the 341st out of 357 metro areas, according to a recent analysis by Smartest Dollar, a consumer advocate group.
So it's bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
Not scraping the bottom, but can see the bottom and touch it.
Yes.
It's that far down the ranking. Yeah. So they have identified a problem that we identified 11 years ago and then said, well, here's your two options, and turn around and walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much about par for that organization.
Honestly, I don't think that's this. I wouldn't go that far. But what I would say is...
Not goodwill. The Southern Alleghenies.
Well, no, that's what it is. Southern Foundation. Alleghenies Goodwill. That's where this guy's... Not Allegheny in development.
Oh, I apologize.
You would be right if this was Southern Alleghenies Planning and Development.
Yeah, I thought it was Southern Alleghenies Planning and Development, and this guy just happened to be there with his Goodwill shirt on.
No,
that he worked at Goodwill. Oh, okay. All right. So, all right, I'll take it back.
I think the problem comes up is we had an 11-year runway.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that anymore. They squandered 11 years.
Yeah, yeah. What could have been a softer landing, still a hard landing, but softer.
That ride the wall.
Yeah, ride the wall.
Analogy. Became.
It's now going to be a crash.
Yeah,
one of those. Yeah, in fact, I don't know why I got it. I was on YouTube the other day, and I got NASCAR's top 10 greatest crashes. And it was one where some car flipped and rolled like 10 barrel rolls and everything. The guy came out of it. Okay.
Sure.
It's going to be that. It's just going to be roll after roll after roll.
I think it's very interesting. So, and I don't blame the guy. I don't blame him for not coming up with a better solution, because I think they burned all their time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when's the clock run out when Cambria County has to go from a class
31? They got a 10-year reprieve because of COVID, thanks to Governor Wolf.
Okay, so they have 7 years.
Yes.
And at the current projected rate, it'll be well below a class 5 or class 4.
Yeah.
Because Cambria County is a 4, right?
4 going to 5, because Bedford's five, a 5. Yeah. No, Bedford's a 6.
No, we're a 6, yeah, because we only have 46,000 people.
Yeah, there's
people,
two and that, between us. There'll yeah, be only be like, one between
me,
Cambria and Bedford.
That's like 26,000 more people than we need, yeah. need to clear out, to get rid of the riffraff. Oh, I don't want anybody around.
Yeah.
I got mad today because I had to wait at a stop sign because 6 cars was going by. It's like too much traffic.
Nice.
Yeah.
But what was I thinking? So this isn't going to get better, and now there's no solution. One of the other things that stands out about it, when you talk about the government influence and stuff, and things that you would know more better based on your industry, is there have been a significant number of court-approved reassessments of large commercial buildings. Much lower value wise,
mm-hmm.
like Boscov's and a couple. There are big names around that went out, and they're not adjusting $50 or $100 here or there. It's tens of thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm.
and that hits county and school and local.
Yeah, Yep.
And they're coming. So it's kind of great seeing the stories about the propaganda about how great things are right next to the story about how this business and industry just got their business reassessed, that it says, oh no, the property's dramatically less than what it was because of the region.
Yeah, there is rumblings in the appraiser's world that I live in that the commercial side is about to take a drubbing, to use that term. It's about to get spanked hard, and evaluation of commercial side is going to tank. So if that happens, good luck.
Yeah.
For all these commercial buildings and everything.
I don't think it impacts us.
I don't know about you guys. Out here, there's not much commercial
stuff. No, that's it. I think we're at the bottom. Clearly, we're 341 out of 357.
Yeah,
according to the article.
Yeah, your toes are touching the bottom. You're bouncing just a little bit above the bottom.
Yeah, we're not going down.
Yeah,
we've been down.
Yeah.
But this is just the stuff that drives me nuts. Is how far and how the concept that we were there. We talked about this. I remember clear as day sitting in that room and people just, no, you're wrong. And I'm like, how can it be wrong? It's census data.
Yeah. It's not us making it up.
I'm not projecting. Like, it's an actual statistic.
Mm-hmm. People did not want to. Well, I think I can remember when I first, 2003, when I moved to Johnstown. Well, I moved to Richland. I hate saying Johnstown. I lived in Richland.
Yeah.
And, I was the new, fresh out of the Marine Corps, the new guy working up at CTC. And my neighbors telling me all about I was in my 40s at the time. And my neighbors talking about having grown up in Johnstown and the Johnstown football team and the Richland marching band, which was, huge, 100, sure. 100, almost 200 people. And then the Johnstown had marching band was huge, and the glory days and the filming of All the Right Moves. Tom Cruise was there. That was in the early 80s.
Yep.
And then what was that other movie? Slapshot. Talking about Slapshot in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys were, to use Bruce Springsteen's song, were living in the glory days.
Yeah.
And I remember one evening I went down to Central Park. So 2003, and just went down to go see it. It was like 9 o'clock at night, standing down there smoking a cigar, kind of watching the people and everything. Came back, and the next evening, one of my neighbors and I were sitting there, we were drinking a beer, and his wife was there, and she said, "Where'd you go?" She said, "Have you seen Johnstown yet?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I went down last night." She goes, "You went to downtown last night?" Okay, about 9 o'clock, I went to Central Park. She goes, "You were at Central Park at 9 o'clock at night?" It's like, this is 2003,
yeah.
21 years ago. I was like, yeah. She goes, "Weren't you afraid?" I was like, "Of what?" There was some people hanging out, smoking cigarettes, some people walking around the park, some couples, going down, looking in the store windows and everything. I said, "It was fine." She goes, "It's dangerous." And that was 21 years ago.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so bad. But the point being is I could look around and see that these guys who were telling me about the way it used to be, were living with the rose-colored glasses on, that it was still the same. They were living in the past. While they were living now, but looking at it through the glasses of the past and didn't see it for what it was. And I think that's where it was 11 years ago, is we were telling people, no. The emperor has no clothes. The emperor has no clothes. And we were, basically being told to shut up, sit down.
And that makes sense. And I think that perspective is really good when you consider that when you boil that down, that meeting, that address was the culmination of the work that you and I had worked together along with the commissioner, along with Doug.
Yep.
And you just named three people who don't have those rose-colored glasses. You both weren't local.
No,
and
really
I was too young to know the glory days of the city.
For your time. Yeah.
So I don't have that nostalgia filter for the Glosser Brothers store and everything else down there. It, to me, it's always been a just this weird thing that is over there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember the people telling me about the hockey team that they based the movie off of. And, you know, and Westmont was the place to live in because it was, you know, it was the prestigious neighborhood. And I drove through Westmont, went, bunch of old homes that need a lot of work. You know, not all of them, but, you know, but a lot of them along, you know, I called it the Glory Row, which was of the old original homes.
Luzerne Street and stuff. Yeah.
And I looked at it, they're all kind of old and worn down, you know, and there's no income. And I could tell that 21 years ago. But the people who are my age in their 40s were living in the glory days and seeing it through that filter. Yeah, they saw everything through the filter of that lens and couldn't and wouldn't look at Johnstown and Cambria County through realistic lenses.
But somebody did, and they wrote an article about it, and I'm sure it'll get ignored, just like the state of the county. But again, I'd like to point out, just for my own personal satisfaction, that apparently that this show has become journalism now. Both that article and the slides from the state of the county can be found on the Tribune page.
Yes.
So, just do some search for it.
From 2015. Slides from 2015.
Right, it's slide deck and all. I can tell. It's your slide deck.
Yeah.
With your bullet points. It is 100% a you slide deck because it's completely functional and has no artistic taste whatsoever.
Nope. To the point.
Yes, that's exactly right.
To the point. Nothing's flying in. Nothing's spinning. Nothing's flashing. Nothing's fading. It's just to the point. Just the facts, ma'am. You know, what was that? Dragnet. Just the facts, ma'am.
Joe Friday.
Joe Friday. Yeah, it's Joe Friday. Oh, geez.
Well, Steve, that had me riled up for a week and a half, but I was way too sick to bother talking to you last
week. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Next week, we can either talk about inflation or we can talk about PennDOT because I have a boots on the ground report.
I know part of your boots on the ground for PennDOT, and I think we cannot wait. We cannot wait 2 weeks to hit that.
All right. So next week we'll talk about PennDOT, and
because guess what, inflation's not going anywhere.
No, it's going
actually
up.
To be fair, neither is PennDOT.
No, not at all, not by a long shot. All right, we'll talk about PennDOT next week, and it's really not about PennDOT, the local workers.
It's never the workers. PennDOT, it's management.
It's PennDOT management in Harrisburg.
And policy.
Harrisburg. Yeah. All right. Well, Matt, with that, I'm going to go be pissed off somewhere else now.
I feel better. I said my piece.
Oh, I feel better. Yeah. It's just, you know what? It's a shame that we're talking about this now in 2024 of something that was addressed in... It started to be addressed in 2013, got attention in 2015, and was completely ignored. And I'll make a Nostra dumbass prediction that this article will be ignored and forgotten within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And nothing will be done about it.
Interesting thing is I talked to a friend of the family today who I brought this up during our conversation and reminded that it's a spouse of a friend of mine who had done similar reporting 5 or 10 years before I was doing it.
Oh, really?
To different groups in the region. So he was 20 years ahead.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what they say? Sergeant Stryker from the Sands of Iwo Jima, played by John Wayne. You can't fix stupid.
Nope.
With that, I'm out of here.
Have a great week, Steve.
Yeah. Have a good one, Matt.